Real special event Tuesday, October 23rd at Stevenson University. The men's soccer team plays Hood College at 7 o'clock, and head coach John Plaviak and his team will host a team reason night in honor of Ron Smith and to benefit the Johns Hopkins Kimmel Center's Pancreatic Cancer Research Center. Johnny Plaviak is here. June Smith, of course, is back in the studio. And June, anytime you're here, it is a big day.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to be here with Coach. He's got a great thing going on.
No question. John, you've done quite a few fundraisers in your time at Stevenson. Why this one?
Well, I met you in February at the Catholic League basketball tournament, just about the time our director of admissions mom, Terry Hergen, had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And every year we do a fundraiser. And so when I saw you, I thought about Ron Smith, who I've met a few times. I was an avid listener and talked to him many times on the radio. And he also had our president, Dr. Manning, on his show a few times. And one thing led to another. When I saw you, you and I started kicking it around. You said it would be a great idea. And I contacted June and got the ball rolling. And so here we are.
How cool is that, June? Got a college soccer team getting involved with Team Reason.
On October 23rd, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night, the Mustangs take the field.
Brand new stadium, too. We're a couple years old now. Yeah. Beautiful venue.
I think we can get everyone in because seats 3,000. Yeah, so we're hoping that everyone comes out. And not only are we going to support Team Reason, we're going to support the Mustangs, but the greater cause for the Ron Smith Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund. And I'm honored to say that our first fundraising goal has been met. There is now the endowed chair in Ron's name.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Pancreatic cancer research at Hopkins.
Oh, that's awesome.
But Ron, as you know, many of Ron's listeners were young men. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of a better way to honor Ron than to have this coach and these fine young men dedicate this evening to the Team Reason and to the Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund. So Ron would have been most honored and most humbled.
No question. John, tell us how the people can get involved.
The school's gotten behind it, and we've issued 500 T-shirts with Team Reason, and they'll be the color purple, which is for pancreatic cancer. We have purple bracelets and to be handed out that day. Clubs and organizations on school are getting behind it. All the athletic teams. What we're asking for is a simple $5 donation or more, but that will get you a T-shirt and a bracelet, and come and watch some good soccer and honor Ron.
It'll be a wonderful.
You're going to lace up the shoes that night, June?
Let's see, the black boots or the pink flats.
You just came back from Paris, too. I'm sure wardrobe was
I did. You know, I do. I might have some nice soccer shoes, John. June, I'm going to have to look.
June has agreed to speak to the team before the game.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And trying to get Coach Harbaugh to flip the coin before the game. And, Keith, you graciously said you'd be there.
Oh, absolutely.
MC.
Keith is going to be the MC.
I will be there with bells on. Now, you also have a special story. One of your managers is going to play that night?
We have a young man who has cerebral palsy, who's a little bit disabled to actually compete in intercollegiate athletics, but it was on his bucket list. He's a senior. Oh. It's one of our last home games, and so he's going to suit up that night, and he's going to actually start the game.
I think that's wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful evening. There are so many causes, but not only that, there are so many friends of Ron Smith.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Have you been blown away by that? The fact that these people that you know didn't even know knew Ron have come out and supported this cause?
Yes, to a degree, but you know, Ron spent 25 years at this radio station, and this is very much a part of our family. We considered everyone in the audience to be our family. So, you know, the outpouring to diagnosis and during Ron's brief journey here on this mortal coil and the tributes that came after he died. Mm. And I'm still getting letters and emails, and anyone who wishes to email me, if you'd like, I have a website, www.friendsofronsmith.com.
Oh,
and I post commentaries. I also am also blogging for Red Maryland. So I'm stirring it up the best I can. And people are welcome to post comments or send me emails.
That's great.
And I have been contacted by many, many people who have been diagnosed with this deadly cancer. And I will say that I have not only emailed them, but many of them I speak to. You know, it's a deadly, deadly thing. And Hopkins is ushering in a new era of pancreatic cancer research.
We're obviously glad you're here, John. We're looking forward to the 23rd. Your dad, of course, the legendary Mount St. Joe athletic director, John Plaviak Sr., would be proud of what you're doing today, wouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He was a great man. I miss him dearly. But I know if he was here instead of me today, he would tell every one of you, whether you knew Ron or not, you've been affected in some way through some type of cancer. Come out on October 23rd, 7 o'clock, and please, please bring your friends. And let's fill that stadium, and let's try to see if we can lick this deadly cancer.
Hey, okay, go, guys. Go Team Reason.
Go Mustangs.
Go Mustangs.
All right,
go
that,
Coach John and that, Millsy.
That's all from me.
Love
Brett
you,
Hollander
Millsy.
Back 6:05 tonight, WBAL and WBAL.com. Have a good day.